morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I am honored and privileged, sincerely mean that, to have Bishop William Byrne with me and a guest. We'll tell you about the guest. But Bishop Byrne, the views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Mayor Marchetti in the Mayor's Office, Peter White in the City Council, and or the people who are fertilizing their lawn only to have it snowed on again. But Bishop Byrne has breathed whole new life, my opinion, into this entire diocese. And I have the utmost respect. I humbly ask him to come on this program, and he does it monthly. And I will tell you, the feedback from the people is really, really heartening and heartwarming.
So both of them like it, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And I wish you'd stop having your family call in all the time. So, Bishop, introduce our guest.
Well, I'm very honored and delighted to introduce you, Shayna Rodriguez. She's the new executive director of Catholic Charities for the Diocese of Springfield. We did a whole strategic plan back in the fall with the board and realized that we wanted to take Catholic Charities in a new direction. And that necessitated a search. And we did a nationwide search for an executive director. And we set a new set of priorities. Now, our time schedule was hastened by the current administration's decision to remove all funding for migrant and refugee services. So we were very busy doing that type of work. But then, and so it really sort of coincided because at the same time, Bill, we had been making the decision that we needed to broaden our scope beyond simply migrant and refugee service, which was taking a great deal of our energies. And we asked every pastor, we went out to every corner of the diocese, we talked to the mayors of different towns, we talked to the social service people, we talked to people doing this kind of different ministries and said, where should we be concentrating? And three areas came up, and I'll let Shayna, who's our subject matter, describe what those three areas are.
Yes, thank you. I am so happy to be here. And I come to Catholic Charities as a nonprofit leader. So I've been in the nonprofit space for about 15 years now. And I've been in areas like our strategic areas, right, which is mental health, food, yep, and housing insecurity. And so I've worked for organizations in Connecticut that really address the disparities in mental health and mental health in youth primarily. Before that, I was in a social service wraparound agency in the Bronx, and we provided childcare. We assisted with housing. We assisted with domestic violence cases. So it's really a social impact organization, and I was CEO there. And so I come with a lot of experience in a lot of the areas that Catholic Charities wants to go in this new transition.
So she's a New Yorker. She's a New Yorker. Born in New York.
Well, I was going to say, I was in the service with a guy from the Bronx. So he talked. Where are you from? The Bronx. He made two comments. I will leave you and we'll move on. One was he never saw a horse without a cop on top of it. And he was truly, and he meant this sincerely. He said to me one day, he used to call me Sturge. Sturge, do you know that milk comes from a cow? And I said, well, of course it does. Where'd you think it came from? He said, the supermarket. He wasn't kidding. I mean, he was welcome aboard. And this Easter Sunday, what a nice way that we as Catholics are trying to address some of the ills of the world in this really holy season. And I am so happy you're on board because really and truly I close my show every day with God bless. Let's lift somebody's burden. We're all in this together. And you are, I can tell by our interview just now, our meeting, you are the right person for the right job, because it takes somebody who's bubbly and committed. And a lot of people think I should be committed, but not to Catholic Charities.
So Shayna is a product of Catholic education from kindergarten through her college. All Catholic education. So Bill also is a his parents struggled to put them all through Catholic school. Yeah. Sisters of St. Joseph and keeping you on in line.
Well, till the seventh grade, and then the line got blurred. But I share this, and it's a very it's apropos for me. There were two nights in Vietnam that I wasn't sure I would see the morning sun. And it was my Catholic school faith that got me through those nights.
I'm sure.
And Bishop will tell you, they don't have a bigger promoter for Catholic schools than Bill Sturgeon.
And now Shayna.
And do you have, what was it, the rosary that got you through? What was it that got you through on those nights? Our Lady, or?
I still have it. I carried it everywhere.
Ah, the Sacred Heart, huh?
The Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place my trust in thee.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, we were a little busy for the rosary.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of it was more like a 4th of July night, but without the celebration.
Yeah. So one of the things, Bill, that we that's happened over the last, decades is that Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Springfield actually became a Catholic Charities of Hampden County of Springfield. Okay. It got so centered down here.
Yeah.
We didn't really have a presence in the Berkshires.
Right.
And it doesn't take much as you go north to realize that the Berkshires, we need to have a presence there to help with mental illness, with the food insecurity, with housing. You know, you drive up 20 minutes north of you and you need.
And they're even here, Bishop, and there's certain districts I use, neighborhoods that could be, that have been studied and determined to be food deserts. So anything that Catholic Charities can do, to me, I'm an old kid, probably don't realize this, thanks for Shannon not noticing, I'm an old man, and I can remember when we had a St. Vincent de Paul store right on North Street.
Really?
Yeah. So
did they sell? What was it, a way of raising money?
They sold clothing.
Okay.
My mother got us a couple of jackets out of there.
Right.
Yeah. And it was almost directly across from St. Joseph's Church in that block of stores now that are, different stores and bars and stuff like that.
Right. And so that's one of the things is, unlike many social service agencies, we have an office in almost every neighborhood across the diocese. It's called a parish.
That's right.
So if we can figure out how to mobilize parishes to discern what the Lord is calling them to do, maybe Shayna can explain how we're going to do that, how we can do that.
Before she starts, one quick thing. In Vietnam, when I was a kid, at Thanksgiving, Shayna, we would collect clothing. I don't know if you remember that. And we would sort it out, men's, boys, that stuff. In the basement of the lower church. Years later, when I was in Vietnam, we pulled guard duty where the Catholic priest brought clothes from that same clothing drive, not the same, but a clothing drive, and distribute it to the people in the village.
Wow.
So there's Catholic charities.
Yeah, there you go. And that's exactly it. So, you know, if each community prays about it, discerns what kind of ministry does St. Joseph's feel called to, or Sacred Heart, or each one of these.
Yeah, and I know that there are existing pantries, there are existing sandwich ministries. We recently got two vehicles, and so if there are areas that people can't come to get the food, I would love to be a part of bringing it to folks, right? Meeting people where they are. I really want to start with the parishes. I want to get to understand what they need, who the people are, what they value. And then together, we can make the next step.
Yeah, I told Shane, I said her first job is to fall in love with Western Massachusetts because it's an amazing place with wonderful people. And to get out and get in her car and drive up and meet the Bill Sturgeons, the Senior Mikes, the Father Barones, the across the diocese, and start to dream on how the Lord, and discern how the Lord is calling us to work together.
Yeah. And charity, again, I repeat myself, but when you get, I got a big birthday coming up this week, next week. I don't look it, but I'll be 78. Thanks for saying
that. You look much older.
Thank you. That's the bishop from this list. It's really been laid on me, on my heart and everything. We really got to get back to charity. We got to live our faith. And I think what you're saying on this Easter morning is that Shanna's going to reach out, live the faith. You know, it's just, there used to be a country and Western song. It's not a Sunday morning Christian, ma'am. You know, it's bigger than that. So what you're doing, Shanna, I'll be here any way I can to help you.
So, Shayna, we had a press conference yesterday introducing her in the diocese, and you had a great quote that you said, if you walk alone. What was that again?
If you want to go somewhere fast, you go alone. If you want to go far, you go together.
That's right. Yeah.
If Very you want good. To go far, you go together, and that's what we have been called to do.
Yeah, and you know, right now the world's kind of going through some stressors. That's a nice way of putting it. And we need to use our faith, and we need to be charitable, and we need to reach out and be kind. You know, I mean, I'm an old man. I've never seen it where people are so nasty, even in the darn grocery store. You know, I had the lady hit me in the back of my legs the other day, and she said, well, I've got to get out of here. And, you know, I walk with a cane, so should have been pretty obvious. I'm pushing a cart with one hand and walking with a cane. I'm going as fast as I can.
Right.
You know, but Shauna, you got a big job. Shayna, I mean, really and truly, but you got a great boss, Mark.
I was going to say Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what's so great is that this is being, you know, this is today's Easter that we're broadcasting this.
Yeah.
And when we talk about celebrating the resurrection, it's not just something that happened that was remarkable 2,000 years ago. It's about being the living presence of Christ today in the world, resurrected Christ in the world today. So we just don't come to church to remember. We're not looking in the rearview mirror. When we look at the cross, Mother Teresa said, when we look at the cross, we see how Jesus loved us 2,000 years ago. We look at the Eucharist. We look at the service to the poor. That's how Jesus is loving us today.
That's right. I would be remiss, Bishop, and I know you'd like to go along with this. Father Steve Montesanti lost his dad, Jerry. They had a beautiful a beautiful service, funeral service for him. Father Steve gave the talk, and I have to tell you, I've been through a lot of those in my lifetime, and boy, this ranks right up there with the best because it came right from the heart, and it tied faith to God every day. And I think that what you're saying is what is so true. It's not just one day in a church.
Right. It should be our whole lives. I was sad I couldn't be there for Father Steve's dad's funeral. I wrote him a note and said mass for his father and prayed for him that day, and continue to. But I did hear that it was a beautiful service.
Yes, it was. And you Bishop, and I said in the beginning of the show, and I mean it with my whole heart, there's a whole new life now. And that's not a reflection on the others. It's just your way of doing things, bringing in Shauna to do it. To reinvigorate Catholic Charities, because it's needed now, probably more so than when I was a kid.
Absolutely, because you know what? In the old days, we had the sisters. The sisters were teaching in the school. The sisters were running Providence Ministries and hospitals, and we don't have that same woman power that we used to. So we got a powerful woman instead the person of Shana to help guide us and direct us on how we as a church can serve Christ in the poor.
And I think it's such a blessing, right, to be starting this new journey during the Lenten season, right? Mm-hmm. Reflecting and, you know, having renewal. All of those things, you know, play a part in how we are thinking about what to do next and what feeds us and what feeds our souls, right? So I think that was really unique and a blessing to be able to start during this time.
Right, just as the flowers are reminding us that of the resurrection, you know, the earth is celebrating.
That's right.
Unfortunately, it had snow on it last Saturday.
Yeah, the crocuses just got a little croaked last Saturday, I guess.
Yeah.
But you said it so beautifully, Sean. We started it in Lent, and now the bishop just said the resurrection. The resurrection is real and alive. It's not just Easter. It's, and the bishop said it much more eloquently. It's every day, and that's. I hope people watching this, most especially shut-ins and people whose families are they're elderly, they can't get to. This is your day too. You believe in the Lord. He resurrected for all of us, even me. And I can really say to the bishop, I think there's going to be a resurgence in the church. That's just, I don't know why I'm saying that, but I see it in my little parish of St. Charles.
And you know what, I can tell you, we're seeing it. You know, at next year, we started with zero. Next year, we're going to have 7 seminarians.
Wow.
You know, in Boston, they have like 12 men coming in next year. So there's we had the Chrism Mass on Tuesday, Tuesday, and there was a family there with from Lee with 7 children. The oldest one couldn't have been 7, it looked like to me. Mom gets a medal of honor. But it just shows you, I think, that there people are looking at the world and saying, that's not the answer. That's not going to bring me joy. That's not going to bring me happiness. We're, you know, so far, so long since the, since the radical 60s, things like materialism, individualism, secularism took over. And then now people are waking up and saying, not one of those things is making me happy.
No.
And so, you know, you're talking about the people listening, and I'd like to talk to the people who are shut-ins right now, is just to say, The most powerful gift that the people who can't leave their home is prayer.
Yes.
So to be praying for Shana, for the efforts of the church, is the most powerful gift. That's why the highest calling the church has always seen are those monastic orders. You'd
Yeah.
say, what are those sisters in Tyringham doing up there, just shutting themselves off from the world? You know what they're doing? They're keeping
Right.
the world from exploding through their prayers.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, one time, Bishop, I should do a call-in show. That was a huge mistake. But because believe me, you never knew what was coming.
Right.
They had a kill button, and you had to sit with your thumb on the kill button, so the FCC didn't put you in jail. But I did receive this call one time, and I used to do 3 hours, and it was an elderly lady, and I think of her often. And she was a shut-in. Her kids didn't live close. She had some health issues. But she said, you know, I listen to your program every day because it's my socialization with outside of my apartment.
Oh, wow.
And you know, I not that it was a good program, but I every time I get on the air, every time I think of her. And I try to give 100%. And I guess what I'm asking people to do is embrace your faith. I ask every morning, embrace your faith. Because it's one thing to go to church, but it's another thing to live what you learned in church.
Right.
And it's not always easy, trust me. I'm not in line for saint. I'm not right behind Mother Teresa for sainthood. I got one foot in the other place, and I'm trying to get it out, you know. But as I told Father Peter Gregory, I'm not worried because they assured me that if I go down, I got a job as a boiler tender.
the great English convert to Catholicism, G.K. Chesterton.
Yes.
And Chesterton once wrote, he said, people don't find Christianity, not they don't find Christianity and leave because they find it untrue. They leave because they find it difficult. And so the reality is like, yeah, it'd be easier not to just go through life and not worry about the poor people among us. Oh,
Right.
let the city take care of them. The mayor will take care of that. No. They're our brothers and sisters, and we have to make sure that we are there for them, doing whatever we can, because that's what Jesus said. When I was hungry, when I was thirsty, you brought me food, you brought me drink, you visited me in prison, in jail. When I was naked, you clothed me. And that's what the church has been trying to do and has been called to do.
And I think the church, you know, I said this the other day. I didn't make a lot of friends, I don't think, but that's okay. I can't answer all those Christmas cards anymore, anyhow. So, but there was a priest in New York City, not the Bronx, was Manhattan, and he moved his office to the church. For one reason, to keep the church open during the day. And we would go there. My son used to live right in Manhattan, in Tribeca, and we would go there. And I thought, how wonderful that that guy would give. I mean, think about it. He gave up a nice office in the rectory to move to the church to what I think at one point probably was a broom closet, but just so the people could come in during the day.
Right.
And you know, when I was a kid, the church was always open.
And I agree. In the I always have kept the churches when I've been pastor,
Yeah.
kept them unlocked. You just got to make sure the poor boxes are secured or
Oh, yeah.
whatever.
There's a nutcase.
Because there are nutcases and people are going to try and steal them or whatever. But there's security cameras. You can find all that stuff. Take care of that with a trip to the hardware store.
Yeah, I guess the reason I bring that up now at Easter is it's I won't tell you who, but this wonderful priest that I knew years, he used to call them the C&Es, Christmas and Easter.
Right.
That's what
the
they
lilies came. They call them the poinsettias and the lilies.
Oh yeah, and it's been noticeable. Let's just put it this way: daily mass and it, but it's wonderful. But the thing is, we're not out the door, and they're locking it. And I don't want to waste a whole show on it, but I think if we, and you're right, we can. There's other ways of securing things, but I find solace in the church, in the building of the church.
I agree. I mean, it's an ancient tradition of paying a visit.
Yeah.
Stop by. I remember when we were on vacation as little kids, there were eight of us, but I remember the first thing my dad would do would be to go and find the local Catholic church. Yep. So we would go to the beach and you'd get in the car and we'd drive around. You know, there was no internet or mass.org or anything, you know, masstimes.org or whatever. And we would go and find the Catholic church and we'd go in and find the mass and get the bulletin. But then we would kneel down and say a prayer. And it was just such a great way to start a vacation.
It was in our house. It was always based on that. You know, my saintly Irish mother, in her jingling of her rosary beads, here comes Ma, jingle, jingle, jingle. But one of the things I hope that people get out of this Easter is Christ has risen so that we can be better people.
Right.
And you know, I have a funny story.
Shana's got a story.
I've got a funny story. So I used to travel a lot, right? And so I have to use the bathroom a lot. And I know historically that Catholic churches are usually open. And so it's just a church, a random church, not my parish. I go in, use the bathroom, I say a little prayer. And then the priest comes out and he goes, "Did you just come to use our facilities?" And I'm like, "Oh no, I prayed too." And he's like, "Okay, well, let's pray the Our Father together." And we prayed the Our Father and then I left. But it just goes to show that the doors are open. I knew I was so confident that I was going to be able to get in.
Right.
Well, we had some sad events here in Pittsfield years ago. Not that many, but years ago, some people tried to burn down St. Joe. I don't know if you knew that, Bishop.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. So, it's Easter time and it's a pleasant, happy time. But to me, it's also a time to renew your faith and live your faith. I had a good friend and I think we did this last year, Bishop. You asked me, I don't know. But I said, when I was asked what I gave up for Lent, and this is from him, and his first name was Joe, we'll leave it at that. And he said, "Well, I gave up beets, cauliflower, and asparagus."
Must have been so hot.
Well, and I said, "Well, what about beer?" He went, "During Lent? Of course." But so he was only kidding. But it was that kind of stuff we did. I mean, I can remember my dad was a firefighter. And all the firefighters at that time gave up, the Catholics gave up drinking for Lent.
Oh, right.
No, yeah. I mean, not that they drank a lot, but that was, you know, they'd come home and have a beer. That was persona non grata.
Right.
So I'm so happy to hear you got guys going into the seminary. That makes me happy.
Yeah, we got a guy from, one of the guys is from Great Barrington.
Okay.
So that's very exciting. So after Easter, we get through all the Easter festivities. We're going to finalize it, get them all squared away. So we'll have two guys studying down in Providence. And they go to Our Lady of Providence Seminary, and then they do their studies at Providence College.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for them.
So it's
Yeah.
great.
My nephew is a graduate, magna cum laude out of Providence College.
Really?
Yeah, he got all the brains. Anyhow, we're gonna take a break. Please stay tuned. This is an Easter show, and I want it to be an Easter show because we have Catholic charities. To me, we need more charity in this world. And charity doesn't mean giving somebody a coat. Charity means stepping out of line and let them go ahead of you. Charity means a lot of things. Forgiveness is one. And I don't know why I'm talking. A bishop, that's his full-time job. I'm just a talk show host. We'll be right back. This is 89.7 WTBR FM. 88.1. We are now reached. We've expanded our coverage. We are now into Southern Berkshire. So that being said, this will make the bishop happy. Don't forget St. Mary's Bingo. I'm a big proponent of that, and I will tell you we got one coming up. You've missed April. You missed April, but I don't want you to miss May. And same thing, May the 10th. If you want to find out more, you can. And when we come back from the break, I'll give you that number. But it's St. Mary's Bingo. It's full bingo. I'm a big supporter of the Catholic schools. And that said, St. Mary's Bingo, help them out. And we'll be right back. This, stay tuned, please. There's a lot more to be said. It's Easter. Enjoy.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at sondrini.com.
Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. When Taconic High School was demolished, we could have lost this radio station. Instead, PCTV stepped in, built a new studio and transmitter, and gave the station new life. And now it's time to pay that back. Support this station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button. You won't be sorry. Pittsfield Community Radio thanks you for your support.
Hi, I'm Leslie Hertzberg, Executive Director of the Berkshire County Historical Society. Spring through fall, we look forward to welcoming you for tours of Herman Melville's historic home, Arrowhead. We offer a wide variety of in-person and virtual programs throughout the year. Visit berkshirehistory.org for information on programs and to schedule a tour.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
This is Kevin Cahill from the Sunday Sounds of Ireland show, which you can listen to every Sunday on WTBR 89.7 at 10 a.m. You will hear the jigs, you will hear the reels, the fiddles, the bowrons, and the bagpipes, Paddy Riley, the Wolf Tones, the Chieftains, and even some cranberries. So listen to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland every Sunday at 10 a.m. here at WTBR 89.7.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We're back. The good-looking people you see there. One is Bishop William Byrne. He is the bishop officially by the Vatican. He is the bishop of the Springfield Diocese. By this program, he is also the bishop of Berkshire County. I don't know what authority I have. I guess I'll find out when I get up there or down there. But and with him is Shana, and she's the new director, Rodriguez. She's the new director of Catholic Charities for the Diocese of Springfield. And I think it's very apropos that we're doing this on Easter Sunday. The resurrection, charity, caring, giving. The person they hung on that cross, he did all that stuff for us. What do we do for our brothers and sisters? So we got the bishop, and I've already said my piece in the first half. I think he's breathed new life back into this diocese. I see people coming to church. And Bishop, just tell me, I love this one, because sometimes, you know, you have the grumple stillskins in church when babies cry or talk. I always remember what Christ said, "Suffer to me the little children."
Yeah, I say the sound of a baby at Mass is the sound of a family at prayer. Yeah. I always think that the number one way of knowing that you're a successful pastor is Cheerios in the pews after Mass. Shana's got two kids.
Oh, Shana, wow.
Tell us about your children.
Scarlett, my 11-year-old, and Savannah. They're also going to be products of Catholic school education. They go to St. Bridget in Connecticut, and we go to Mass. And my little one, my 5-year-old, Savannah, she always reminds us to pray every single time we eat. When we wake up in the morning, she will not go to sleep without prayer. And sometimes she uses that to her advantage, because if we're doing something else, she'll wait around. And I'm like, you know what time it is? And she goes, yeah, but we didn't pray. Uh-huh. I was like, okay, let's pray. Let's get you to bed. Yeah.
Oh, that's wow. The secret.
That is the secret. And the also is, to all the people that are watching and listening, and Bishop, you did this very well. And come home. If you've been estranged for a while, for whatever reasons, come back. You'll find an
home. Absolutely. Life. You know, Jesus didn't come because we were perfect. He came because he was perfect. Yeah. And he came to perfect us, to make us whole and heal us. And that's an important part. It's not just about showing up to Mass. That's the most important thing. But then once you leave the church, that's where we say, you know, when we say, the priest says, the Mass is ended, go in peace. What he's saying is get out of here, because the world needs God's love. And that's his job.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that I really value about being a Catholic is really the community piece of it, right? Because we do have Mass.
Exactly.
We pray together, but we also have fun together. We also cry together. We also uplift each other. Those are the things that I find valuable about the Catholic faith, about the Catholic community. Those are the things that keep me engaged. Every day there's something going on at the church, at the parish, in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Those are the things I want to cultivate and revitalize if it has died down.
Yeah, and I think Bishop can speak to this far better than I think COVID really affected church going. I still know people, and that's fine. I'm not going to criticize anybody. I mean, but they still watch it on TV. Now, I'd rather have them watch it than not watch it. But what you just said, Shana, was so true. Community. When I go to church, these are our people. These are my friends. These are everybody that I want to be in here with. Go ahead, Bishop. I'm
sure. And I do think, you know, COVID had very detrimental effect on Mass attendance. But what I still can't figure out is people won't go to church, but they're more than happy to go to the Big Y. You know, they're more than happy to go to the grocery store. And you say, well, if you can go to these public places, why can't you go and pray with each other? Because that's where two or three are gathered in my name. That's what our Lord said. That's where he's going to be.
And if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask.
Yeah, who cares?
I know somebody that has a serious lung disease and wouldn't miss mass with a gun to his head.
Yeah.
This person's not a saint, but this person understands and believes in faith. And I find I get rejuvenated. I find when I go
in. That's what it is. Every Mass is a celebration of the resurrection.
Yeah.
Whether we're in Lent or not in Lent, every Sunday is an experience. And what does that mean? Resurrection, rejuvenation, to make yourself young again, regardless of how old you are, whether how your lungs work or whatever, to renew us so that we can bring God's love to a world, God's kindness, bring resurrection to a world that's withering on the vine.
Yeah, and Shanna, when you get into your job, I just know from, I'm a pretty good judge of character. In fact, as my Irish mother used to say, don't forget you'll be judged by the people you hang around with. And you two are what couple of people I hang around with, so I think she's really happy in heaven. Finally, he straightened his life out.
And your wife, you did good there.
Oh, the Polish prince. You know where she is right now?
Where?
She's delivering communion to the shut-ins.
God bless her.
As we speak, yes, sir. Yep. But no, Shanna, I think when you come up to the Berkshires, you will find people who will embrace you and really welcome you and help you. I mean that. So this Bishop Byrne has spent more time in this part of the diocese than some of the other guys, or many of the other guys, ever spent collectively. And that's why I think we're seeing what we're seeing. To go back for a minute, Bishop, you brought up something at your meeting at Sacred Heart. What was your take on that? I thought it was excellent.
So just to fill in the listeners on what happened.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that Pope Francis has asked us to be is a listening church. That's what started the whole process with our Catholic Charity strategic plan, was going out and listening to the community, listening to our constituents, our colleagues, our co-workers, our stakeholders. And that's where we're able to hear the Holy Spirit say to us, mental health, housing insecurity, food insecurity. This is where I need you. And so as part of that, you know, many dioceses, the bishops will have what's called a pastoral council. So you have representatives from around the diocese. But the problem with that is that's an all and good, but it means that you're only listening to 12 people. You're not listening, you know. How does one person from this parish really represent that parish? So instead, I talked to the priest about this, and we came up with the idea of coming up and doing like synodal sessions, you know, around the idea of the Jubilee of Hope. So the first, what the computer techies call a beta, an experimental first run at it, was to come up to the Berkshires and to do, I gave a little spiel on hope and what, and then I said, well, where is the Lord calling us? Because the whole idea, Bill, is that the Holy Spirit doesn't just talk to me. The Holy Spirit is talking to you, to Shana, to Mark even, and to all the people in the pews. So let's sit. So I asked people, tell me what's on your heart, and how do we, you know, how do we move forward? And I think, you know, there was I think part of it is this. One of the things I heard was that people, the generation that's not going to church is not going to church because they misunderstand what the church is teaching. They say, oh, the church is judging this group or the church is judging that group, and say, no, all are welcome. If, you know, this is a bunch of sinners gathering together. And so I was really, really happy. I thought that group gathered there was very responsive. And several of the priests, Father Monsignor Mike was there, and Father Malatesta was there, and Father Brian from Lee, Father Barone from St. Charles. So we really had a great representative, much more than if we just had a person from the Berkshires, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I think what you got too, and a compliment to you, Bishop, a compliment to you. And that was you set the environment. You know, I used to do training years ago, and setting the learning environment was as important as what you were going to teach them. And especially when it was heavy duty stuff. What you came in, you set the environment. You were open to whatever the people had to say. So if it's a listening, and I compliment you because I mean it. If it was a listening situation that you were trying to set up, you did it. You saw almost every person said something.
I was so happy about that because that's what I really wanted to do. You know, I didn't want a town hall meeting where people should have said, what are you going to do about this?
Yeah, no.
You know, and I was like, no. Now, because people brought up questions, and then I didn't necessarily answer them. I said, how do you answer?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant about the environment. You know, and for this program, for those, and I'm certainly not the guy to do it. He is. But if you're out there and you've been out there, it's pretty damn cold. So come on back in.
And it is. And that's what Shana's first 100 days is listening.
Yeah. I think Catholicism has come so far from, you know, when you think about 2000 years ago, even when I, you know, was in elementary school, it's changed. It's become more welcoming, more listening, making you feel included rather than, you know, you have to do right every single day, right? It's been allowing for, you know, in the past it has been, but I think now more so it's been more open to, listen, you messed up, we're here.
Right.
You messed up, come back. You're here. You can veer off and come back. We're going to accept you. We're not going to shun you. I feel my heart has been full because of that.
Beautifully said, Shana. Beautifully.
And we have so many ways that we can do that. And this right now is a perfect example, you know, of being able to have a conversation. You're up in the Berkshires. I'm down here getting ready for doing all the Easter stuff. And and yet we are able to talk to people. And then the great thing about it is that people will email, they'll give letters, they'll do, you know, comments on the Facebook. So there's this constant loop of being able to hear how the Holy Spirit is speaking to us.
And I'm using social media in all the different parts of the church.
It was interesting. You said take somebody back. So I reached out to somebody. I reached out, and this person said, "You know, Bill, I'd have to go to confession." And I said, "Okay." Well, one other time I went, and a priest screamed at me, and I was so embarrassed. And I said, "They don't do that anymore, dude." You know, they don't. I've been going to confession on and off for a lot of years, and I've yet to be screamed at. So he said, "Oh, Well, let me think about it. I said, I'll tell you what. I got the family here for Easter, the grandbabies, and I'll be reaching out to you the week after Easter. Maybe we can go back to four together.
That's great. That's exactly it. You know, the idea, you know, I've heard confessions on golf courses. I've heard confessions, you know, on a boat. I've heard confessions, you know, and I tell people, listen, paint with a big brush. I don't need to know all the gory details. God already knows it.
Yes, yeah, that's
get
right.
Get it off your heart. But we don't need, you know, this isn't little dots. I need just a big swath. Give me some big areas, things that you want to work on.
Yeah.
And we'll move from there.
In Vietnam, they had general confession, you know, because to be one priest, there'd be 50 guys.
Right.
And there was a word, the wording stuck in my mind every day. And it was this, for the sins that you are truly sorry for and have a firm purpose of amendment, I forgive you.
Right.
Now, I haven't heard that. Now, I've been home 55 years, and you don't think it's embedded in this Kachinadwa? That's my word for brain.
Right.
Better than spaghetti, which...
Sister, a big word for a little brain or a big brain word for a big brain?
I think it's a... Sister used to call my brain spaghetti, so we'll work from there. But no, but seriously, folks, if you're out there, and Bishop will get me a list of when he's going to do these in other places in Berkshire County, I will announce them like I did with the bingo, and I would highly suggest you go. Because the bishop and his team really do want to hear what you have to say. How can we make this a better church?
Right. How is the Holy Spirit talking to you? Because I need to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's this Easter season, again, comes to a close for somebody who's my age. You know, it's the end of another era of Lent, another time of just going through and, you know, doing the sacrifices. I guess as an old man, you reminisce more than when you were a young kid, because you didn't have time when you were a young kid. You know, I used to think giving up candy for Lent was like, whoa, dude, the whole time.
Yeah.
And my mother would ride herd on that, believe me. So, Shanna, when do you think you're going to come to the Berkshires?
So I've been starting off with having internal meetings. So okay. I want to really work with Father Goudreau to make sure I'm supported in that area as well. And once I know, I'll give you the schedule so you can make your announcements.
I'd be more than happy to. Bishop, you know I'll support anything that the diocese...
That's great. Wonderful. Thank you for all you do.
Well, I do half of what I should. You know, folks, at this Easter, I look at it this way, too. We've made it another Easter. Think back on our friends. I've lost two of my former bosses within 6 months of each other passed.
Wow.
Both of them were younger than me.
Oh.
So, again, you never know what is it, the hour or the moment. That's for sure. I learned that overseas. But on a happier note, we've been saved.
Right. And the thing is that, you know, when you talk about losing these people, we Catholics use a funny word when we bury the dead. We call it celebrating a funeral.
Yes.
We don't just call it mourning the dead. We celebrate a funeral. Why? Because forever is a lot longer than a few years here on earth.
That's
eternity
right.
Is much more of a reality than 60, 70, 80, whatever, 100 years on this earth, on this planet. And so we are people of the resurrection. You know, as St. John Paul the Great said, We are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song. And that's the message that I need to make sure everybody, all your listeners, on this Easter day are hearing that everything we're talking about with Shana, with going out and doing listening sessions, it's all about rejuvenation. It's all about resurrection, all about coming to new life. It's the daffodils popping up out of a winter of disbelief and secularism.
Isn't that, Bishop, that is so inspiring. And I would also, before I let you go, and I'd like to thank Mark DuPont. He's such a delight to work with. He's an off-camera guy. I know he's hiding over there.
He's right over here.
One of these days, oh, I know. One of these days, we're going to flip the camera on him because he's a good man. He represents the diocese well. He's a delight to work with. And he.
I agree. Yeah. I agree completely.
And Shana, I'll tell you, really and truly, this is tie up with Mark because he knows everybody too. That's the other part.
Everybody.
Yeah. And Bishop, I can't thank you for coming on today, Shana. I'm always here for you and the Bishop and Mark. And this Easter, would you give us your blessing before we go?
Absolutely. Dear Lord, we ask you to send your blessing upon all those who are listening this Easter day. May they feel the light of the resurrection. May they know the power of your love, a love that died on a cross but then rose again so that we could be with you forever. Give us that consolation and most especially your blessings. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen, and thank you both. It's been a pleasure for me to spend this Easter morning with you guys. And I hope you folks that are out there, live the resurrection. Live your faith. Get back to church.
Absolutely.
I have a few announcements. You guys can go. One of them is the bingo thing. I got to do that.
Thank you, Bill. God bless.
God bless. Thank you. Say a prayer for me.
Will do.
All right. Once again, bingo, St. Mary's Bingo, May the 10th. You can really help support the school down there. One of the other things I want to, there's a Caregivers Expo, and that's really interesting. Local resources for presenters on our show. There's all kinds of stuff. It's at the Ralph Friel Center on April the 24th, and it's Berkshire Alzheimer's Partnership, April the 24th to the 6th, the Ralph Friel Center in downtown Pittsfield, the Senior Center, Ralph Friel Senior Center. I have a bunch of stuff here. Don't go away. I had one I really want to read it to you. I'm sorry, folks. I had these all sorted out, and then I dropped them just as the show started. And, oh, it's the golf tournament for Soldier On. I'll find it. It's near and dear to my heart. The Soldier On Golf Tournament, Friday, May the 23rd. That will be at the Worthington Mass, the links at Worthington. It's going to be to raise money for Soldier On, a wonderful, wonderful organization, one that I think the world of. They do so much for veterans who need so many things. And you can call Casey DeSico for more information as a sponsor or whatever. Casey DeSico, 413-207-4746. Or you can email her at all lowercase, charlie, delta, india, charlie, oscar, at soldieron.org. To everybody, have a great Easter. God bless. And take care of each other. Today, see if you can lift somebody's burden, especially on Easter. Give somebody a call that may have not heard from you for a while. Thanks for everybody. See you soon. God bless.